Mineral Area College Basketball is on the air. KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com is your voice for Cardinal Athletics.
Great feet by Jones that time, and great hands as she slapped it away. Max on the run. Winner has it. Right side layup. Got it! Haley Winner's got 4 points, and it was all started by great defense by Kenzie Jones.
Join us throughout the season for every dunk, three-point shot, and buzzer-beating win. Both the Cardinal basketball teams are gunning for conference and district championships, looking to challenge the rest of the country and advance to the national tournament.
Mineral Area on an 8-1 push. And now a ball tapped away. Trent's got it. Trent pushing it the other way. It's a 4-on-3. Right side layup. Yes, sir! Lamar Morgan with the assist from Trent. Here come the Cardinals!
It's Matt Cardinal Basketball on Regional Radio AM 800, KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com. Now let's go courtside for your pregame show.
And we're courtside of the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse this afternoon and working our way into the evening on this spring Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Nice spring day.
What a beautiful day today, huh?
Playing tennis or going for a bike ride or whatever on January 21st. Now you already went to a hoops game. You already
I did.
Been to a college basketball game,
right?
Yeah,
I got to see a neat game. I went and saw the Skag Sisters from Park Hills. Went up and saw Central Missouri play Lindenwood. Saw that game up at Lindenwood today. And they both played really, really well, and their team won by 20. They're 15-2.
Okay, a couple of players out of Park Hills.
Yeah.
Same, hometown here of Mineral Area College. And hopefully we'll get 2 wins here today as well. And I know that Jeffco is a rival and Three Rivers is a rival, but it just seems like two storied programs, Moberly and Mineral Area College. It just seems like that's always a heightened game as well. And we're going to have a heightened game today. Maybe like we might not ever see the likes of it again. We'll have our women's ball game. That'll be a good one. 16-4, Moberly. They've been in and out of the top 25 rankings. The MAC Area Cardinals had a good bounce back game when they beat Jeffco and snapped a losing skid, and now they're 9-9. But the men's game is going to be a little different today. Two teams, combined record of 39-0. They're both ranked in the top 6 of the country, Kevin.
Yeah, that's something that I don't think we'll ever see here or have seen here. And, you know, programs from around the country are probably interested in what happens tonight because two top 6 teams in the country play tonight. So that's pretty awesome.
So we're looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to the women's ball game as well for the MAC College Cardinals. They beat a Jeffco team that had won 4 in a row. And Mineral Area was looking for maybe more of a cleaner game. Take care of the ball. Value possessions. Well, we saw it in the first half when the Mineral Area College women committed only 5 turnovers, Kevin, and we kind of tracked the game according to who had less turnovers at that portion of the game was winning the ball game, and that Mineral Area College came out and they did win that ball game and got back on that winning track. As much as anything, they need to feel good again, need to have fun again.
I agree. You know, this being one of the top teams in the region, maybe one of the top teams expected to win on the women's side, them and maybe State Fair, and so this will be a big test for them to see how, you know, where they sit in that region.
The Greyhounds were ranked in the top 25. They were 24th. They lost, though, a little bit ago. But this is a team outscoring the opposition by over 21 points per game. And this is a number that I've not seen. They turn over the opposition at a rate of 26.3 turnovers a game. That's crazy.
That is crazy. And that's going to be a key for the MAC women tonight is taking care of that ball.
It surely is. We'll hear what both coaches think about the matchup. We'll have a chat with Chad Killinger of the Moberly Greyhounds and also the Mineral Area College head coach Gary Cuck. We'll do that in 1 minute as your pregame show continues. You're listening to Mineral Area College Cardinal Basketball right here on the Talk of the Parkland. Super Talk 800 KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Uh-huh. Great to be joined by Chad Killinger now, Mobile to the Greyhounds head man. 16-4, what a great first 20 games for you, and over halfway through the year, you guys are really putting it together. What do you like about this team, Coach?
Well, our athleticism, we have some good depth, but our guards are really athletic. We've got some size to go with it, so we've shot the ball pretty well consistently, but lately, you know, with a couple of losses and close games, we haven't shot the ball quite as well. Whether it be, you know, Saturday night against Three Rivers, we didn't shoot very well from the three-point line, and then you come back on Wednesday, shoot great from the three-point line, don't finish very well around the basket. So, you know, have some tough losses, but definitely, you know, excited about the direction we're still headed.
I don't know if I've seen this number yet this year. You're forcing 26 turnovers a game. You're not letting anybody run anything.
No, I mean, we really focus on defense, and maybe sometimes to the detriment of our offense at times, especially when you get in the region play. Everybody knows what everybody's going to do. Scouting's great. Good coaches in this region, and so we're in a situation where we got to create some points off our turnovers. And when we don't do that, maybe we don't finish in transition, or we get a steal and we turn it right back over. We got to eliminate some of those mistakes.
What are you seeing out of Mac and your scouting coach?
Well, their guards can shoot the ball. I mean, you can't let them stand out there and shoot it. They've got a couple kids inside that are playing better, and it's a situation where you just can't let anybody get hot. We've had some games down here where one person gets hot, makes two or three threes in a row. And a couple years ago, coach had set a girl out the first half, I think, to make a point, and she came back in the second half and had 15 points. So, you know, just can't let anybody get hot. Let them be comfortable. I think if we put some pressure on them, challenge their shots, make them really shoot the ball off the dribble, then we'll give ourselves a better chance.
Are your keys with this team to victory the same for every game, meaning this is my team, this is what we have to do, or do you look at each opponent and say, no, we got to do this against this team, this and against this other team?
It changes a little bit. I mean, our pressure, we like to keep our pressure up with the full court stuff, but, you know, we're trying to get the ball inside. We've got two pretty good post players, and, you know, sometimes that's a little detrimental because I think your guards get so locked in that on trying to get the ball in the post that maybe they're not playing as freely as they need to on the perimeter. And so it's something we'll talk about actually before this game and just, you know, try to play a little more loose. I think we played a little tight the last two games.
Congratulations on a great year. Thanks for your time, Coach.
All right, thank you.
You betcha. Chad Killinger joining us on pregame. Back with more after this.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Great to be joined by Coach Gary Cuck now. And Coach, Wednesday you got a nice win over a rival Jefferson County team. They were playing pretty good basketball coming in, and you snapped kind of a short losing streak. What did you like about your performance that day?
Well, the turnovers. You know, we've been complaining about that. You know, every radio show we talk about we got to execute and take care of the ball. We had 5 in the first half. We had 10 in the second half, and that was kind of disappointing in the third quarter. We kind of let down a little bit, but, you know, real pleased that, you know, we've talked about this, calling timeouts and that, and I don't have any rhyme or reason on timeouts a lot of time, but I purposely didn't call one. It's time for these kids to grow up and take some responsibility and not depend on, hey, we're doing bad, somebody stop this, you know. They got to get it.
Yeah, and they played through it.
Yeah.
And then the fourth quarter, they did a good job.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it was a good win because Jeffco's got a very talented and improved team.
You've been running kind of a combo guard situation. At the beginning of the year, Haley was your point guard. She dominated the ball. But now Shelby, Haley, we even see Dominica maybe handle it on occasion. And you're kind of running some combo packages. That seems to be working pretty well.
You know, if you've looked at our teams in the past, we've done that all the time. And our successful teams, you know, Kinsey last year with Haley and so forth. we like that kind of a situation so they don't just key on the one guy over and over, you know?
You brought up the turnovers earlier. I haven't seen a team maybe that does it better than Moberly in terms of forcing them. Over 26 a game. So if you, if you can take care of what you do, they won't have all the extra possessions they're used to getting.
Yeah, and that, you know, I watched some tape of theirs just recently, and that's exactly how they score a lot of their points. And because their percentages from the floor and things like that aren't wow factors, you know. And they got that good length. The fleck balls go after them and get those second shots on tipping the ball and that kind of thing. And we got to take care of business. And we talk, you know, it's the same redundant thing with what comes out of my mouth. So, you know, hopefully we will.
What Moberly does is they have really good balance. Their top four scores go between 8 and 10.2. They got two guards and two post players that do it. That makes it a tough team to guard, doesn't it?
Well, you know, that's the way you like to do it. I like to do it that way. You know, he's an old Indiana boy, and I've always said he's one of the finer coaches, you know, in junior college basketball. He studies the game, and it's designed that way. You know, that's a team game to me, and there's nothing better than having five people score 10 points apiece, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Well, way before tip-off, there are already a lot of people here. I think it's going to be a fun one.
I do, too. I hope so.
Me, too. Gary Cook joining us on pregame. Back with more after this.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Well, let's meet our starters in our women's matchup. First of all, for the Moberly Greyhounds, they'll start Brianna Perry. She leads them in scoring at 10.2, a 5'9 freshman from Alpharetta, Georgia. Carnethia Brown out of Louisville, 8-point scorer, a 5'6 freshman. Nia Flowers is a 5'7 sophomore from Oswego, Illinois. 5.5 points for her. Ramika Wallace, they can call her Roe, 6-foot sophomore. 9 points and 11 rebounds per game to lead the team in that category. And Anisha George is a 6'2 freshman out of St. Croix, the Virgin Islands. 9.5 points, almost 6 rebounds per game. Moberly Greyhounds 16-4. The Mineral Area College Cardinals even up their mark at 9-9 with their victory over Jeffco the last time out. A nice win for these ladies, 75-67. They'll start Haley Winter. She leads them in virtually all the offensive categories, a 5'6 sophomore from Perth, Australia. Shelby Moon's out of Neelyville. She'll be one of those co-point guards for this team, a 5'5 freshman, and her scoring average increasing the last few games. Laura Dick, a 5'10 sophomore from Newcastle, Australia, runs that small forward position, 4.5 points a game for her. Hannah Tolleen is a 6'1 sophomore. She played a really nice game last time out, 10 first-half points out of Melbourne, Australia. And Allie Golden, a 5'9 freshman, gave the team a lot of energy last time out, averaging 4 points per game and working her way into the starting lineup. So those are the starters. Those are the records. Those are the matchups. We've got your tip-off on the way as we step aside on KREI Farmington.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale. And our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple. And it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at newerabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
We're open.
What's open?
Flix Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flix Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
I'm Chad Speaker. I'll call the game for you. Kevin Thurman doing our color commentary today. Christian Cooper engineering and operating our game. Mobility Greyhounds, Kevin, 16-4, but if there's a time to catch them, this might be it. They were 16-1, or 15-1, I beg your pardon. But they've lost three of their last four games. Then Sins, then Three Rivers knocked them off by 5 points and a loss against State Fair, but only by two. So they've still been competitive, but they've stumbled just a little bit. And for these Mineral Area College Cardinals, well, they did really struggle for a spell, but maybe have found something in their last game. So we're looking for a great matchup.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that we're playing them on that three-game loser, because I'm sure they're going to be fired up, ready to go, because, you know, starting out 15-1 and then losing those three out of four, they may have something to play for here, you know, and being also losing a couple of close region games. And so I'm sure this is going to be a very competitive game.
So you're going the other way. You're saying they're an angry bunch.
Yeah, they're an angry bunch. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, good enough. Good enough. Coach Cuck was effusive in his praise of Chad Killinger. He said that Killinger does exhaustive research, and you will not have run a set all year that he doesn't know about. So yeah, he's very complimentary.
Yeah, I think we're going to see two games here today with the girls and the guys games that have some of the best coaching that you're going to find in JUCO basketball.
And, Kevin, I'll tell you what, we are just getting ready to tip it off for the women's game, and we're already almost halfway full. What a great start for the atmosphere.
Yeah, this is fun, isn't it? We've had a lot of great games, but now we're getting into the heart of this region play, and this is what it's all about.
Yeah, you got it right. So jumping it up for Mineral Area College, Hannah Tallien. And she'll jump it up against Anisha George. Mineral Area College in the white uniforms, the gray lower portion of the shorts and shoulders, red numbers and letters. Mobility Greyhounds in their red unis with the gray numbers and letters. Max going to go left or right to left as we look at and describe the action to you. Mobility goes left to right, and the Greyhounds will have the ball. This is Carnitha Brown starting it out. She plays to Perry. Perry gets to the middle, and she did a little jitterbug as she passed over to the left corner. So possession one, turnover one for Mobley. And Mack will start with the basketball now, and it looks like they're going to have Shelby Moon run that lead guard spot. Now, they'll do basically a combo situation where it'll be Haley, but they're positioning Moon as that lead guard right here. So she plays it right wing to Allie Golden, a bouncer underneath to Tallien, and she scores it. And Kevin, what a pass by Miss Dick over there.
Yeah, Laura made a great pass. She had a good angle to make that entry pass. Caught the defender trying to reach for it and got an easy layup.
We really liked how Hannah Tallien played against Jefferson too, Kevin. She was 5-for-6 in the first half in that ball game. She operates there on the first possession for Mack, as Mineral Area leads at 2-2 zip, and a left baseline jumper rattles in and out for Brown. The rebound is down to Haley Winter, who leads the team in just about every category, scoring at 11.2, rebounding at 6.7, among the nation's leaders with 6.2 rebounds per game. She attacks the rack from the right side and finishes. Little determination early.
Yeah, she's good at that. It's something she did a lot in the beginning of the year. I'd like to see that more and more tonight.
4-0 lead for Mack as we just get underway in the first minute of this one. Shot deep by Wallace. Rowe missed it, got the rebound, and it's tapped out of bounds and off of Mineral Area. And Kevin, just as we expect, Shelby Moon ends up up in the stands.
Yeah, good hustle. And that's something that she's been doing a lot, especially of late. Really liked her energy in that Three Rivers game. She did that a bunch.
This team missed her fire for a little while after she Unless she ran into a brick wall. It was a player. It was a hard screen. He got concussed and missed a few games, but she's right back at it and playing with a reckless abandon once again. Skip pass, and that one is right to our broadcast location right here. And I just about had myself a shot.
Yeah.
Would have been my first one of the year. I haven't missed any at all this year so far. So 8:35 remaining in our first quarter, and it's a 4-0 lead for Mineral Area College. Half-court man-to-man defense being played by Moberly. It's kind of that pack line where you keep everybody in front, and now Tallene spins toward the goal. Her shot is thrown out of bounds by Anisha George, her 25th block of the year. She's from St. Croix.
Yeah, Tallene did a good job as the defender was coming to the right side. She spun to the left, but, boy, the defender did a nice job coming back and blocking the shot.
Haley Winter gets it in to Tallene, and then Tallene just threw it right out of bounds over there. Tallene was expecting Winter to go set up in that corner, and she was on her way. She just wasn't there yet. And it's Central Day. We had Potosi Day on Wednesday. It's Central Day today. So the Central cheerleaders helping out. Got a Central banner over there. And it's Moberly basketball now. Here's Brianna Perry with it. She leads the team in scoring at 10.2. Moon's on the floor going after the ball. Here's Perry for three. Oh, she strokes it. Brianna Perry, only a 29% three-point shooter, but she's a scorer. And she knocked that one down. It's a 4-3 lead for Mack. So Moberly sets up at a 2-3 zone right here. That's how they looked earlier, but they were following people through. Tallene has it right low block. Didn't like the look of that one. Sends it outside right back in. Golden turnaround jumper. Just missed it long. And there for the rebound is Anisha George. George gives it off to Carnitha Brown. Carnitha over to the right wing. Ball in the hands of Nia Flowers. Flowers to the top of the key. That's Perry. Perry goes to work in the left wing. Plays it down underneath now. George had the ball stripped away. And a good play by Golden, and it goes off of George and out of bounds.
Nice for her to kind of come across and help defense and help defend that and manage to hit the ball off the leg of the Moberly player.
Nice to see the Mac volleyball team, Kevin, over there supporting the basketball team. It's a volleyball team that went to the national tournament this year. They're in full support over there with signs and yelling and the whole deal, but they couldn't avoid the turnover.
Now, there was that pressure we talked about early that Moberly was really pressuring Shelby Moon and made her kind of speed up a little bit and threw that ball out of bounds.
So a 4-3 lead for Max, 7:15 remaining in the first quarter, and Moberly's got the basketball. The Greyhounds operate in the corner with Brown to the right wing. Flowers, they'll spin it around the outside. On the left wing, that's Perry. Curling around to grab it as Brown on the left elbow, looks for the drive and held on her way in.
If that was Shelby or out. Yeah, Shelby Moon.
Yeah, sure was. That was her first personal. In fact, the first foul going against either side. And Moberly will have it. Left of the bucket along the baseline. They'll operate two players in the post, two out along the wing, and they lob it to George, who grabs it and hands it off to Brown. Brown to the right wing, Perry down to the right corner. They go to Flowers. Enter it now. That's intended for Wallace, but poked away, taken back by Mack. And Moberly turns it over again and then fouls. Renika Wallace has her first. Now, I did tell you that Moberly forces 26 turnovers a game. What I didn't yet reveal, they commit 21 turnovers a game themselves. So they're susceptible.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, that was just a good play by Allie Golden to kind of chip that ball away, then Laura Dick to grab it and get the foul called.
It surely was. Here's Golden now. Attacks that pressure now. She gets the pass over the timeline. So if you're watching a Moberly Greyhound game, chances are you're going to see about 48 turnovers. If you had them all up. Now here's Golden, left baseline, just missed it. Allie's so close to having a good field goal percentage. She has, I think she's had more in and outs than probably anybody we've seen this year. Yeah. Down to the right corner, a triple thrown up by the Greyhounds, missed it. Backside rebound as London Henry is in the ballgame for the first time. Head of the circle, it's Perry. They get it to Henry once again. She turns down underneath. The 6'1" freshman out of Springfield, Illinois. Now they play it down to the right corner. And a drive with the left hand by Flowers to the right elbow. She bounces it underneath for George. George double team. Great defense by Golden. Dislodges the ball. The shot clock's down to 5. Head of the circle, Perry. Spins it to the left corner, stole it away. And now we're on the run. Here's Haley Winter now. Haley Winter, stop and go drive, got all the way in, and the foul as she takes it into the score. Can't get the bucket to go down, but she'll go to the free throw line. And these Mac Cardinals, I think, Kevin, playing opportunistic right now, playing strong defense. And what they're doing is they're, when they gain those turnovers, they're looking for that pitch ahead, attack.
Yeah, there's a lot of pep in their step tonight. I mean, Haley did a good job getting in the passing lane, stealing the ball, and then taking it coast to coast there for the foul. And I tell you another thing they're doing on their offensive possessions, they're really zipping that ball around a lot. You know, I really see good zip behind their pass, and are playing so far so good tonight.
Got to find those, especially against that zone, you got to find those angles.
Yep.
It's all geometry, man.
Yep, that's right.
So Haley goes 1 for 2. She's got 3 points, and it's a 5-3 lead for Mack. Visitors from Moberly today. Over to the left wing, this is Alexis Henry is her full name. Alexis and London Henry, both out of Springfield, Illinois, and both 6-foot freshmen. And if they look alike, well, you can tell why.
Yeah, that's yeah. It. Yep.
The Wonder Twins out there. And the ball on the deck, tied up, and Mack has it back again. This defense is playing. It's that pack line defense that Coach talks about. Keep it out of the middle. When it gets in there, clog the whole thing up. And now Winter grabs the hole, flips it across the timeline. Tallene would have been better served to come and get it, but she was lucky to get that basketball. Now top of the key, it's Dick over to the left wing, Moon. Fakes a pass to Tallene, back to the top, Dick. Now Golden spins it quickly over to the right side, Winter. They say that she walked with it, but I like Golden. She knew where her teammate was, and even before she received that pass, she knew where she was going with it.
Yep.
But a turnover on Mack. And 5:15 remaining in this first quarter to play. We're about halfway through the first frame. And Mineral Area College leads by 2, 5-3. They've held them over to Greyhounds to only 1 field goal so far, and that was a 3 by Brianna Perry. Alex Henry, I'll try to use the first names when Alex and London Henry are in the ball game at the same time. Bouncer underneath, and that was a tremendous seal that time by London Henry, and she gets her first score and a really nice entry pass as well. And we've got a 5-5 ball game. Moon throws it into the backcourt. To Winter, Haley across the timeline to Golden. Now Dick is in the right corner, plays back up to Winter. Haley says, give me a little motion in there, Tallene. She's ripped off as she looked for the drive. Pick clean by Brown. Brown driving a 2-on-2, goes for the right side layup, and Dick just put a tent over the top of her that time and swatted it out of bounds. That was a two-handed block.
That was a heck of a play. You think she's coming down there maybe going to foul her on the layup. Instead, she gets a nice clean block, like you said, two-handed block.
Stayed clean the whole way. Well, what a play. Dominika Sharaka going to be checking in here. Next dead ball. And the inbound play to Alexis Henry. Alexis has it out along the perimeter, enters it to George. George attacks against Tallene. Tallene too tough. George missed it, got the rebound, stick back, no. Third try, this London Henry clears it away for Moberly once again. So they'll get a third shot at the whole thing as Olivia White strides over to the scoring table as well. A lob down underneath now, and that was a good one and a great catch by London Henry over the top of Golden, and London's going to go to the free throw line, and the foul whistled against Allie. That was a tough catch.
Yeah, it was. You know, Allie did all she could there to kind of stop. She was fronting her there, and the pass went over her hand, so she couldn't get to it, but she did a good job coming back. She did end up fouling her, but didn't give up that easy bucket.
London Henry to the free throw line, got the first, a 51% free throw shooter, and here comes Olivia White and Dominika Sharaka. We could really tell Olivia was under the weather on Wednesday. She gave it, I thought, a good effort, but she couldn't even breathe. She's looking a little like she got a little more bounce today.
Yeah, she's one that's been kind of coming along very nicely, doing a good job in a limited amount of time, getting some really good points and rebounds, and so we expect a lot out of her tonight as well.
Second free throw goes down for London Henry, and it's a 7-5 lead for the Greyhounds of Moberly. Yeah, Olivia White averages 9.5 points and 6 rebounds, but sometimes we reference her and what she does per minute. Her per-minute production has been really pretty good all year, but she's the one that touched it last there, and Mack turns it over. 3:59 remaining in the first quarter, and a 7-5 lead for the Moberly Greyhounds. Doubleheader action in Region 16 tonight on KREI. Anna Stewart from Kennesaw, Georgia, in the ball game for the first time here for Moberly. They swing it to Brianna Perry. Perry's watched by Moon. Now Alexis Henry to the left corner to Anna Stewart. Stewart has the basketball. She'll drive it to the free throw line. Stop and spin it over to the left wing. That's to Wallace. And now a pump fake on a 3. And a pass down underneath on a turnaround jumper by London Henry. They've got some skilled talent on this team now. Nice turnaround hoop by London. And the pass from her sister Alexis. And a 9-5 lead now for Moberly. We're at the 3:15 mark of this first quarter. The drive, the draw, the dish from Haley Winter, and the ball knifed out of bounds by Moberly, and the foul whistled against the Greyhounds as well, as that pass was intended for Olivia White. That's the first one on Brianna Perry. Angelica Wiggins checks in. They call her Angel. brings 9 points off the bench. This is a Greyhound team that really does have very nice depth. Sharaka's got it. Swings it over to the right wing. That's to Haley Winter. She's quickly double-teamed. Sharaka stands at the head of the circle, gets the pass back. One dribble, sends it right side. Winter for a deep, deep three, and misses that one. Rebound taken down by Alexis Henry. Henry bounces it forward, and that's to Wiggins. Wiggins with a pass on the trailer to the left side. Stewart. She scores it, and that, my friends, is how you run a fast break.
Yeah, that was a picture-perfect fast break there, and they really did a good job hustling down the floor.
And an 11-5, six-point advantage for Moberly, 2:43 remaining in our first quarter. Turnaround jumper, Allie Golden. Yes, ma'am. Allie's on the board. If she can hit that stuff in the high post like that, the way she her strength is underneath, that's the right spot for her.
Yeah, that's her shot right there, that 15-foot little jump shot.
Jolie Carswell going to check in next dead ball. Greyhound basketball. They enter it now to London Henry. She swings it to the right baseline, and now it's to the top of the key for Wiggins. Wiggins drives, pump fake, got Moon off of her feet, and then Moon was forced to foul as Wiggins hits the shot. A chance for a three-point play for Angelica. Jolie Carswell checks in. First time we'll see Jolie in this ball game, and she'll give Golden a little rest. And Mackenzie Smith. We didn't see her till the very end last game against Jeffco, but she's getting some first quarter minutes here tonight. That whistle, the second one on Shelby Moon, shows she'll be forced to go to the bench with two personals here in the first quarter. And the three-point play by Wiggins as Moberly has doubled up. Mack, 14-7, 2 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Sharaka at midcourt. That matchup, 2-3 zone played by Moberly. Winter has it on the right wing now. Says, come on, come across the lane. Give me some motion here. Carswell airmails it from three in the right corner. And the backside rebound ripped down by Nanny Hunter. Up the floor we go. A dribble drive by Stewart. Tries to lob it inside. Ball ripped away by Mackenzie Smith, who did a nice job stepping in the passing lane right there. Stop and go drive this time by Winter now. Winter bounces it, intended for Jolie at the free throw line. Turned it over, but got it right back. And then Winter's fouled by London Henry. That'll be Mack basketball near sideline. Great crowd so far. And the crowd has grown even since we've had tip-off. We're probably 60% full now.
Yeah, I bet by the time the men's game gets here, this place will be full.
I have some standing room tonight.
Yeah,
all right. Mack basketball, 1:35 remaining in the first quarter. Carswell on an island out near midcourt. She says, all right, give me a guard. Somebody come on up and take the basketball. Winter finally obliges to the left wing. That's Sharaka now. Bounces back to the top to Haley. Winter bounces right back to Sharaka. Sharaka loads, fires. Oh, rattled it in and out. Backside rebound to Stewart. Stewart's on the run. Left-handed dribble now. Stops at the left elbow. Turns back around. And Winter picks her clean. The wonder from down under. Lays it up on the other end.
What a play by Haley. She didn't see that coming, and Haley went right around behind her, flipped the ball up the other way, and had an easy layup.
In JUCO basketball, if you're a sophomore, you're a KG veteran, and that's what she looked like right there. 14-9. Moberly by five, but terrific play by Haley Winter right there to notch that two for Mack. Over to the right wing. Stewart for three. Missed it short. The rebound comes right back to her, though. Hunter stepped in and grabbed it, and another three banked in by Alexis Henry. She looks over to her teammate.
I don't know if she called that one.
She didn't. She raised her eyebrows. But she knows that it counts just the same.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's an eight-point lead now for Moberly, 17-9, 24 seconds remaining in this first quarter. This is Haley Winter at the top of the key. Dick getting ready to come back in the ball game. This is Smith. Bounces back to Winter. Winter looking for just a little sliver of daylight to drive through. Nothing there with 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Eight on the shot clock. 2 second differential. Haley pump fake on the three. Drives. Fires to Sharaka. Sharaka left wing three. On the move.
Got it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. What a shot by the Russian sniper. Dominika Sharaka beats the buzzer and makes it a 5-point game headed to the second frame. 17-12. Yes, a 5-point lead for Moberly, but some great plays by Mack. At the end of that first quarter to play. We're back with your second quarter on the other side of this 1 minute timeout right here on AM 800 KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Well, a five-point lead for the Moberly Greyhounds here at MAC. What are you looking at, Kevin?
Well, I was just looking at total rebounds. Moberly with 11 total rebounds in that first quarter. MAC with two.
Ooh, that's a big disparity.
And a lot of those were a lot of offensive rebounds for Moberly, so they were getting a lot of second shots. So,
in fact, three in one possession.
You're right. So right now, of all the stats right now, that's kind of the most glaring as far as after the first quarter.
There's a couple of highlight plays, though, by MAC at the end of the first quarter. The pilfer and the push by Haley Winter, and then the three-pointer by Shiraka. They made it a five-point game. Mac trailed by eight at one point, 17-9. And now it's Moberly with the basketball and that lead. Ramika Wallace going to work down underneath. A lot of banging going on with her and Carswell down there. Now to the right corner, it's Perry. Perry swings to the right wing. And the ball in the hands of Nia Flowers. Now Perry goes to work, drives it, kicks it left wing. Brown tries the triple, rattled it in and out. And the rebound was down to White. Squirts out of her hands, but Dick does grab a hold. And now a bullet pass to Carswell. Just inside of the free throw line. Nice look by Haley, but that shot is missed. Mac has made about one of four of those. That mid-range game from right there in the paint here in this game. Golden did get one to go down.
Right.
That's an area that you probably have to be a little bit more efficient at, I would think. Especially with the way that Moberly zone is extended.
Yeah.
So 9:17 remaining in the second quarter and a 17-12 lead for Moberly here. At the head of the circle running point, it's Carnitha Brown. They lob it down underneath now. Ramika Wallace goes to work against the double team. And Mackenzie Smith blocked her shot. The second block for Smith all year, but a good one. And a drive by Haley Winter. She got picked from behind. Teammates got to help her out on that too a little bit. Yell Wolf right there. Brianna Perry drives it, kicks it to the left wing. Brown steps inside of the arc, takes it into the paint. Ball slapped away, but then regained and then sent outside. Perry for three, misses it, and bounces down to Haley Winter. Winter in the backcourt. No score in the second quarter yet. Bullet pass, and boy, two turnovers by Haley in the last three possessions. And now here's a drive and a spin, middle of the lane. Now Haley grabs it back, so she's trying to make amends
here. Yeah, she is, you can tell.
Good hustle play there, and she gets it back. So Dick strides it into the forecourt. She's at the head of the circle, spins it near turnover, right wing. Winter has it, bounces to the high post. Carswell had an idea for a high-low, but instead of working away to that low block, White stayed flared out along that extended baseline.
Yeah.
And I think Mac fortunate that Moberly slapped it out.
Yeah, I think Carswell really anticipated White really diving hard to the basket. She really wasn't, and so got lucky that was deflected out of bounds. Stays with Mineral Area College.
And 17-12, still no score here in the second quarter with Moberly leading Mac. Dick gets it on the inbound, airballs it over the top from the right baseline. Good hustle by Moon, though, to get worked her way back into the court and grabs the backside rebound and then fouled by Wallace, the second one on Ramika in this ball game. So Wallace out and London Henry back in. Man, if you can recruit twins, what a bargain, huh? You got the same house, you get two great players.
Yeah, and they're very good players.
Here's a lob to Dick, head of the circle. Now Smith has it in the left corner. Works it to the left wing, Dick. Dick in the high post, that's Golden. Swing it to the right side, Moon. Moon looks underneath, but I'll tell you what, Angelica Wiggins, no bigger part, that was Anisha George, jumped the route. But a steal by Smith, and in the backcourt, 1-on-3, she lays it up.
You know, I talked to her this week about her, you know, a little bit about lack of playing time in the last game, and you know, she said she's going to get more aggressive, and boy, she has in this game, hasn't she?
Yep, she sure has. And you know, I think that's a good attitude by her, putting it on herself.
Yep.
You know, it says I have to do that.
Yep.
So good for her. And now a bouncer as Brown has it. Left wing just inside of the arc. Cutting the goal, Flowers catches at the free throw line. Misses. Golden taps it over to White. The color brigade out there grabbing the rebound. And now here's Moon at the head of the circle. So Moon running the point, winner getting a little rest. Dick plays it down to the left baseline. Golden, one dribble, sends it right back outside. Moon at the top of the key, the left wing once again. And Dick does a nice job just getting out of the way of that one as it was deflected by Moberly and back out of bounds. So 17-14, the only score in the second quarter so far by Mineral Area, and we've got a one-possession ball game. 17-14, Mac trailed by 8 points earlier on, 17-9. Top of the key, this is Moon, drives it right down the middle, shoots the little floater, and she fired it just a little bit short. I really like the idea there.
Yeah, that was a good shot, just left a little bit short.
Greyhounds are on the run now to the left wing. Brown trips the trigger on a triple and throws it in. Carnita Brown. And that's the first field goal now by Moberly in the second quarter, and 20-14. Oh, poor pass by Moon. Threw it right into the middle, right in the hands of George, and now we've got a 3-on-3 at the other end. Brown going to wait for her teammates, and now they'll play it in the half court. A drive and a spin that time by Alexis Henry. She throws it out front. Smith taps it away, and there's that good hustle play, Kevin, that you mentioned once again by Smith, as now we see Keandra Perry and Haley Winter check in. I'd like to thank a few sponsors, Bradwood and Autobody of Ironton and Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve for sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College Cardinal basketball right here on Super Talk 800. Nobody's got the basketball now. Top of the key, it's George. White does a nice job closing out. Entry pass, Alexis Henry spins. Double team once again. Moon steals it. Good job by Winter and Perry down underneath on the double team. Then Moon jumps the route, and now here's a drive by Kia. Kia's double team. Swings it out high. Moon loads for three. Ooh, missed it badly to the right. Yeah. Airmailed it out of bounds. I see the central band starting to come in. That'll be fun a little bit later on. And Gary Cutt calls a timeout here. It's 20-14. Moberly over Mineral Area and ladies play, and we're back in 30 seconds right here on KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes a throat roll!
Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Well, each team with one field goal here in the second quarter. It was a two-point field goal for Moberly. A little steal in the backcourt by McKenzie Smith, but a three-point field goal by the Greyhounds. Alexis Henry threw it down. Or Carnita Brown, I beg your pardon. And it's a six-point advantage for the Greyhounds. 20-14, just under six to go in our first half. The men's game upcoming. Those two teams combining for a 39-0 record. So far, that's almost a shame somebody's going to have a loss tonight. And now a bouncer to Brianna Perry. Perry's got it in the left corner. Kia Perry closes out on her. Perry on Perry. Right now, Kia and Bree. Now Bree drives it, sends it over to the right wing. Alexis Henry bluffed on a three, sends it to the right corner. Three-pointer launched by Brown. Misses that one. Rebound stick back by George. No. And White's got the rebound on the other end. Haley Winter brings it up the floor now. She's running the lead guard spot right now. Winter bounces the left wing. Kia Perry back to Haley, top of the circle. Looking for the drive, now throws it to the right wing, Moon. Moon looking underneath, nobody home. Working back out front to Winter, 10 on the shot clock. 5:09 in the game. 20-14, Moberly leads. Moon to Winter. High post, this is Golden, and they've got to turn it loose. 2 seconds on the shot clock, and Haley Winter, splash down. Second time that the Mineral Area College Cardinals have beat the buzzer. Shiraka did it at the end of the first quarter, and there is Haley Winter doing it right there. Haley's got 8 points. And now it's a 20-17 game and a turnaround jumper by Henry blocked. I think Golden might have got a piece of that.
Well, she did a nice job defending that shot.
Kia Perry stop and go drive left side. Work it out to Winter. Winter could tie it on a three. Won't take it. Bullet pass underneath to Olivia White. Just too tight of a seam that time. And a 20-17 ball game. Moberly leads with the basketball. This is Brown. They'll swing it to the right wing, Perry. Perry right back to Brown between the circles. She'll look over. Chad Killinger calls out the play. Over to the right wing, Perry once again. Top of the key now, London Henry. London to left wing. This is Brown for three. Oh, she stuck that one home. Carnitha Brown with two triples in this first half, a 36% shooter outside of the arc on the air. And she's doubled up the lead now, 23-17. Moberly leads Mack, 3:57 remaining in the first half of play. A drive by Moon over to Kia Perry. She launches for three, and she connects. Good stroke by Kia Perry, her ninth triple of the year. A 35% shooter out there, and a good response by Mack. 23-19, Mineral Area leads by four. Or, beg your pardon, Moberly leads by four. A lob down underneath to London Henry. Against the double team, she spins and fires, misses it, and over the back, Anisha George. Nice job by Olivia White, Kevin, with the good rebounding position right there.
Yeah, I'd like to see her kind of put a little bit more body on the defender there, kind of back her out a little bit.
Use that caboose, right?
Yeah, use it and back her out there a little bit, give her a little bit more room, but still, nice job to get the foul.
Olivia Casey checks in for Mack. Olivia Casey shooting 38% outside of the arc. Olivia's not been in a game where she's been able to, like, launch a whole bunch of those.
Yeah, catch fire,
like,
yeah.
If she launched a whole bunch, maybe she could start rattling off some of those.
Yeah.
Now here's Winter. Winter plays it to Golden. Golden, a nifty step through. A little bluff on the first shot, and Allie gets within 8 feet and puts it in. 23-21. The lead just 2 points for Moberly now. Here's a drive by Angelica Wiggins, stopped by Perry. Down to the left corner, they go to Alexis Henry. Alexis dribbling it up to the wing. Now she's going to drive right down the middle of the lane. And nobody stopped her until she released the shot. That's where she got foul. Golden clipped her. And so we'll have two free throws upcoming for Alexis Henry. Alexis and London, twins out of Springfield. London actually spells her name L-U-N-D-E-N. Alexis misses the first one. A 60% free throw shooter on the year.
I think Alexis prefers to have the ball a little bit more in the perimeter, whereas London really likes to have her kind of back to the basket down there.
Yeah. Yep. Alexis missed them both. And Max got a chance to maybe tie or maybe take the lead right here. Kia Perry hit a three earlier. She could take the lead. Haley Winter hit a three earlier. She could take the lead. How about Olivia Casey? She could do it. Tallene over to Perry for the lead. Oh, missed it long. And a long rebound taken by Moberly. Anna Stewart pushing it up the floor into the hands of Wiggins. Wiggins now throws it right back to her on the left side. Stewart, that's a heck of a transition team, Kevin.
Yeah, it is. I'd like to see Mack maybe try to take the charge there on that pass there. But, and a turnover by Olivia Casey.
And Stewart rips it off, and she attacks. And that's 4 points just about as quick as you can get them. So Mack had the lead all the way down to two. But Moberly, in transition, has pushed it back to 6:27-21. Golden at the head of the circle, over to Casey on the right wing. Winter now has it between the circles, a bullet. Golden, great pass to Tallene, and there's Hannah, the palindrome player. Puts it through for two, she's got four. 27-23. A 4-point advantage for Moberly. Perry trying to work over the top of the screen, and quite simply, Perry's hustle earns the ball back because Hunter couldn't get there to get that screen set in time.
Yeah, so she got called for the legal screen there, and Perry did a nice job trying to, her hustle got her that foul call there.
Three-quarter court, full court press, 2-2-1 variety. And Matt going to have four players positioned in the backcourt. Winner, a bullet to Casey, mid-floor, lobs it over the top to Perry. Perry had it, then lost it. Now the ball is on the deck. It's taken back by Moberly, but Golden steals it right back. And a nifty pass by her to Tallene, but a quick whistle is going to stop play and a foul against Moberly.
Yeah. I'm going to say, Allie Golden's really playing with a lot of confidence these last couple of games. So far today, she's really looking good and playing with good confidence.
You can see it, too.
Yep.
It seems like when you lose yourself in the other things, defense, loose balls, if you lose yourself in all that, the scoring kind of comes. You know, the other things kind of come.
Yeah.
A minute 37 remaining in the first half, 27-23. It's a 4-point advantage for Moberly. Golden, free throw line jumper off the inbound, just short. Moberly's got the rebound. They'll give it over to Anna Stewart. This gal can run now, and she pulls up middle of the lane and rattles that one home. Boy, she has been a spark off the bench. 8 points for Anna Stewart for the Greyhounds off the bench. Full court presser broken as Perry passes to Golden to cross the timeline. A 6-point advantage for the Greyhounds of Moberly, 26-23. Golden, head of the circle, Winter for three, missed it. And a long rebound ripped down by Moberly. That one taken down by Hunter. Hunter gives it off to Wiggins. Wiggins stops at the free throw line. They'll work it over to the left baseline. That's Stewart again. She's got 10. I don't know if she's done anything wrong the whole time.
No,
she's been terrific.
She's a load. I tell you, she's strong, too. Fast and strong.
Mm-hmm. 31-23. Mobley on top here with 45 seconds left, first half. Oh, Golden misses the eight-footer right there.
Needed that one.
Just left it short. A good unselfish play that time by Tallin, who kind of had screened that defense off and pitched it right back to her. 35 seconds left. And the Cardinals need to have one good defensive stand, Kevin. They don't want to go into the locker room down double digits. They'd like to go in down six, maybe five. Defensive stop, yeah.
This is important right here, yep.
So a lob down underneath now. Stewart turns and fires. First time she's missed. And now Mack has it. 15 seconds left. Can they finish off strong right here? They trail it by 8, 31-23. Now here's Golden. Golden strides through to Perry. Pump fake on the three, and she traveled with it. Doggone it.
Yeah. Oh, so now with 8 seconds, Moberly will have the last shot here in the first half.
You sure think so?
Yep.
Pauline checks out. There's Olivia White back in. 31-23. Liberty Greyhounds 16-4, but they've lost 3 of 4. Cardinals of Mack 9-9. Liberty basketball dribble weave handoff. This is Perry. Top of the key three at the end of the clock. And guess what? She banked it in. The second banked in three of the first half for the Liberty Greyhounds. And they go into the locker room leading by their largest margin. And that means Mack goes into the locker room trailing by its largest margin, 11 points, 34-23 at the break. Your halftime show in 2 minutes right here on KREI.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today. 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd. We're open.
What's open?
Flix Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over 3 generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ludington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ludington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ludington exit, Highway 67. Flix Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ludington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a 1-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ludington.
And then tough luck for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. Kevin Moberly banks in a three at the buzzer to go up by 11 points at the half. And, you know, you maybe look at that game and you say, well, doggone it, you know, maybe the Greyhounds got lucky. They bank in a three at the buzzer. But the fact was that Mack had the ball with the last possession as an option, and they traveled with 8 seconds left.
Yeah.
It was kind of a closeout, and it wasn't really forced. It was just some jitterbug feed, and you don't do that, and you don't even give Moberly the chance to do that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you come down, of course, you've got, 12, 15 seconds there. Just take care of the ball and get that last shot. But turned it over, and, of course, what happened there, instead of coming in maybe down 5 or 6, now you're down 11 coming in at halftime.
Haley Winter's offense had kind of lulled the past 7-8 games. It's nice to see her back with 8 points. She even seemed reluctant to take shots for a while, but it seems like she's kind of engaged once again. And maybe that's a little bit of a factor of her being a combo guard. She doesn't always have to worry about getting everyone else involved. If she gets it on the wing, she knows maybe her job is to maybe score it or make something happen.
I like her in that position. Bring Shelby Moon or somebody like that at a point. Put Haley in that two-guard spot. I think that's the best place for her.
If it weren't for the threes, Mac might be in trouble. They hit three of them. Perry, Shiraka, Winter, all hitting timely threes. The three-point shot has been kind for Mac.
And yeah, they hit five.
Whew, Moberly did.
Yeah, they were five for eight. Yeah.
Yikes. Golly. Well, Carnita Brown hit two. Henry hits one. Brianna Perry hit a couple of them. And they banked in a couple. That always helps.
Yeah, that's going to say two of those five were banked.
They were. But nevertheless, 34-23, something that you were looking at after the first quarter, Kevin, was rebounding. It didn't get any better for Mac.
No, I mean, not much. So at halftime now, Moberly has 19 rebounds. They're out rebounds by seven, so we have 12 rebounds.
And this Moberly team, they get extra possessions by turning people over, but if you allow them to turn you over and they beat you on the backboard, that's a whole lot of extra
shots. Yeah, you've got to overcome a lot when that happens. And they had seven offensive rebounds. So of their 19, seven of those were offensive. You know, we only had two. The turnovers are about the same, 11 and 12. We had 11, they had 12 on the turnover situation.
How about the shooting in the first half, Kevin?
Yeah, first half, Moberly's 13 for 29. That's 44%. And for Mac, they were 10 for 24 at 41%.
Not bad by either side. Either side, pretty good. 3 for 5 at the free throw line for the Greyhounds, and the Cardinals 1 for 2. So not a lot going on there. But well, if you're a Missouri Tiger fan, it's a tough year, man. Tigers lost their 10th straight. They lose to Ole Miss today, 75-71. And it seems like there are a whole lot of their games where, okay, they're kind of close, but they just don't get it done. So kind of the same story today for Mizzou. That game earlier right here on KREI. Well, we'll break down the scoring for you coming up next. It's a halftime cushion of 11 points for the visitors from Moberly, 34-23. And we'll be back to the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse after this two-minute timeout right here on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Roundup Savings allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
All right, let's run through the individual scoring in this one. 34-23, the Moberly Greyhounds leading the Mineral Area College Cardinals. The Greyhounds are led by Anna Stewart with 10 points off the bench. And she just came and made things happen, whether it was steals translating into layups on the other end or baseline jumpers. She was just really tough in that first half. I was impressed with her. We've got Brianna Perry scoring 6. She hit a couple of triples. 6 points as well for Carnitha Brown with 2 threes. Lyndon Henry scored 6. Alexis Henry has 3. Angelica Wiggins with 3 points as well. The Mineral Area College Cardinals get a 3 from Keandra Perry. They get a 3 from Dominika Sharaka. And that's their scoring output in the first half. Haley Winter scored 8 to lead the Cardinals. Mackenzie Smith with 2 on a nifty steal and putback on the other end. Hannah Tallien scores 4, and Allie Golden also scores 4. Kevin, something that I'm noticing against this extended zone that Moberly plays, that high-low action really appears available for Mack. They have a few passes that went awry. They had a lot of shots in the paint that they weren't able to hit, but it seems like if they can figure out that passing down underneath, that some of that stuff is available with those wings guarding the perimeter.
Yeah, I agree. I think they have tried to force it a little much, but yeah. About every possession, they do have a high post player kind of there around the free throw line, and they do a good job of starting the possession there, and then they can go so many different options from there. As long as they just make a good pass in there and then out of there, that's a great job to take advantage of that.
Well, we have some long pregame interviews with the coaches. We wanted to make it a big deal tonight in our men's game, and we've got a little pregame piece as well. But you know, let's bring this thing up because the Mack men are 20-0, and just by the skin of their teeth on a couple of occasions. The Moberly Greyhound men are 19-0. They are blistering folks by 40 points a game, which is just what they did at State Fair in their last ball game. But, you know, Mack kind of has that big game experience. They probably have more high-leverage possessions than anybody in the country right now, as many overtime games.
I agree. If this game comes down close, you kind of might be advantage Mineral Area because 3 of their last 5 have been overtime affairs. And like you said, Moberly, they've had one game that I can think of maybe within 10 points or so, and that was a 3-point win over St. Louis Community College. But all their other games, they have just absolutely demolished their competitors.
That's true. Luke Strege, I know, is so proud that this team has been able to start out this way, that has been able to find a way to win. For Pat Smith, he was in the Sweet 16 last year in Hutch, and he's taken many programs that far and even farther. And he says in his 35 years of coaching, he's never been in a situation like this with this many wins and 2 undefeated teams so highly regarded. So with an accomplished coach like that, really tells you something.
Oh, I agree. Like, you know, we said if this was a Division I, this would be a, you know, who knows, like a Kentucky-Duke matchup when both of them are coming in undefeated like this. And like I said earlier, also programs around the nation are going to be checking in on this situation because the winner of this game really gets a step up and probably is a top ranked or top 2 or 3 positions for sure. You know, the one that loses might slip a few notches, but, you know, another thing that's important about this is these two teams also have a great opportunity. You know, they're going to have to play each other in the region, so the one who doesn't win the region has a great opportunity to get an at-large bid as it comes to the national tournament as well.
And you brought that up earlier. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Because they're obviously both plenty good enough to go to the national tournament.
Yes.
Coach Strege and Coach Smith have said, well, we can play 3 times this year, and that's true. What hasn't been said, could play 4 times this year. If, like you said, somebody gets an at-large.
Yeah, right. you're right.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because they could both easily. They could both make it into the national tournament. Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
That'd be a lot of fun. All right, so the men's game upcoming. The women's game, well, we're right in the middle. 34-23. It's an 11-point lead for the Moberly Greyhounds. And we'll be back with your second half of play on the other side of this 2-minute timeout right here on SuperTalk 800.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Just about ready to get your second half underway here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse in Park Hills. Moberly leading Mac in women's play, 34-23. Moberly banked in a three at the end of the first half to take that 11-point advantage. Let's thank some sponsors now. We'd like to thank Hubs Pub and Bonterre. We'll be up there Thursday with the baseball team. The baseball team, in fact, had a nice showcase for area baseball players today over at the St. Genevieve Community Center. They did that this morning and then just into the early afternoon. And I think 19 college scouts and Atlanta Braves scout was there as well. So hopefully we got some of the area players noticed today. We'll be at Hubs Pub 6 o'clock on Thursday night from 6 until 7 with the baseball team and head coach Blake Jones. Let's thank First State Community Bank of Farmington and Park Hills. Also Bloomsdale Bank of Bloomsdale and St. Gen. And Patterson Well Drilling of Cadet. All right, let's see who's going to come out in the second half for Mac. It'll be Hannah Tallin, Allie Golden, Laura Dick, Shelby Moon, and Haley Winters, the starting five. That started the game for the Moberly Greyhounds. Looks like they'll go the same way too. Carnita Brown, Nia Flowers, Brianna Perry. Oh, London Henry is in the ballgame along with Anisha George. Moon has it on that right elbow. Good, swift passing. Tallin had it right low block, but she sends it out to Dick, who drives in, goes right back to Tallin,
wow,
who punches it in. That might be the best ball movement I've seen all year.
Moved the ball really well, and Laura Dick, you know, you didn't know what she was going to do, and she found Tallin right under the basket for it and made a nice pass into her for an easy basket.
Terrific passing by Mac. Great ball movement right there. Now curling around and grabbing a hold is Brown. Brown sends it over to the right corner to Flowers, gets it right back. Now the free throw line to Henry. Henry plays it over to the left wing. This is Brianna Perry with it. Down to the right corner. They play it to Nia Flowers and then enter it. First shot is missed. Second shot is missed by George. She gets it for a third try and puts that one down. And once again, Kevin, three offensive rebounds. And Gary Cock, well, he goes and finds a rebounder off his bench.
Well,
right
you give
there.
Somebody three shots. Yeah, I mean, you got to be able to box them out of there a little bit.
Now pass by Mac to Golden. She's on the right low block extended. Moon launches a three, just missed it. The backside rebound ripped down by Perry, but she's quickly tied up by Allie Golden. Did they grant Mac a timeout before the tie-up?
No, I think they got the tie-up and then the timeout.
Okay, so a timeout on the floor. 36-25, Moberly by 11. We're back on the other side of this 30-second pause right here on KREI.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bonterre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Well, come on out to the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse tonight. It's Mineral Area College. You can see the end of this women's game and then see an amazing men's competition tonight between 4th-ranked Moberly and 6th-ranked Mac, both undefeated. That one yet to come. 36-25, an 11-point lead for Moberly on the women's side right here. And they've got the basketball as we return to play. Perry's got it on that left wing. She plays it down to the left corner. That's to George, right back to Perry, top of the key. They'll switch places now and give it to Brown in the left corner. And Brown buries the triple. She's got three threes on the night. 9 points for Carnita Brown. and the margin stretches out to 14, the largest lead of the game for Moberly. 8.5 minutes remaining. Duck under the defender that time for Allie Golden. That's a good post move, and she gets fouled, and she works her way to the line. Nisha George with her second personal foul. Here's Allie Golden, and this continues to be a head-scratcher for me. 10 of 42 now at the free throw line. She's 23% on the year. I just haven't been able to figure that out.
No, because, you know, like, that's her area. That's her jump shot area. You know, she's really good in the game about that free throw line, but she has a hard time with the free throws.
She missed them both. She's 10 out of 43 this year. 39-25. You know, Coach Cox, that's one of the things his teams regularly do very, very well is shoot free throws. And now here's a jumper at the left, low block, as London Henry missed it, but she's fouled by Olivia White. But this year, the Mac Cardinals, they shoot 59% as a team from the free throw line.
Yeah, this is kind of an anomaly with some of his teams that he's had. They're always one of the best shooting teams in the region, the country also.
Mm-hmm. London Henry is at the free throw line. She cuts the cords. She's got 7. And looking for number 8 as the Greyhounds starting to create a pretty big gap here. And it feels like a point in the game where Mac is going to have to do something, but it's another offensive rebound and another stick back. This is Anisha George. She has points number 3 and 4, and that margin swells all the way out to 17 points.
Yeah, we talked about the big gap that the offensive rebounds they had at halftime, and since then they've got at least 4, you know, just to start in the beginning of this third quarter. So that's huge.
One-handed push pass underneath the Golden, sends it out to Smith. Now top of the key, this is Winter. Winter looking for the drive, and looked like she was going to throw a backhanded pass to Dickover on the right wing, but she was held and fouled. And this one going against Parnithia Brown. 42-25. Moberly leads by 17. The inbound to Dick. Laura pulls up at the free throw line. Jumper rattles in and out. Rebound taken down by George. Hands it off to Brown. Brown up the floor. Hands off to George once again. Swing it to the right wing. Flowers. Flowers has Perry head of the circle, passes the ball to her there, and now back over to the left wing, and a perfect lob pass down underneath, but the turnaround jumper won't go down for London Henry. Olivia White grabs the rebound. Haley Winter runs out of the pack, sets up shop in the half court now, top of the key, lobs it underneath for White. Olivia, good power dribble to get in there the right spot to shoot it, and banks it in over the double team. She's got her first two, 42-27. Moberly leads by 15. 6:55 remaining in the third. A left-handed drive in by Flowers, but Flowers threw the fastball to George.
Yeah, from about 3 feet away.
Too hot.
Yeah, she's not going to be able to catch that. That was a heater.
I don't know if Yachty or Molina would have been able to grab that one. Well, here comes Anna Stewart off the bench. Anna Stewart averages 6 a game. She's a freshman. Next year, based on what we've seen next year, watch out.
Yeah, she's going to be tough. She's fast, strong, and a good shooter.
She's got 10 in this game. 42-27. A 15-point advantage for Moberly. Bullet pass to Golden, middle of the lane. Swings it to the right corner. Dick shoots the three, missed it. Golden has the rebound, attacks the rack, missed it. Headed back to the free throw line.
There you go. There's an offensive rebound for us, and a nice job driving to the basket and drawing that foul.
I have, like, the purposeful passing of Golden from the high post tonight. She's making very quick and decisive decisions.
She made a free throw.
There you go. Allie has 5 points. Allie out of Potosi. A lot of other area talent, Kevin, headed this way next year as well in the recruiting classes. Golden misses that one, and she's 1 for 4. The Holly Forbes out of North County. Briar Johnson from Arcadia Valley, and the runner goes that time for Brown, but they say the foul occurred right before the shot when she was on the floor. St. Genevieve point guard headed this way.
Yeah, so Madison Reynolds.
Madison Reynolds.
I know those three very well.
Yep, they play on your Magic
basketball
team.
That's right.
Your club ball team. 6:15 remaining in the third period. Here's a three-pointer launched by Wiggins, missed it. And Golden's right there for the rebound. Across the timeline, they play to Mackenzie Smith. Smith to the head of the circle. That's Winter. Winter plays over to the left wing. Dick, she's outside of the arc. Cross key lob underneath to White and punches another one in. Nice look. I'll tell you what, Laura Dickens passed the ball as well as anybody
else. She's
made
some great passes tonight. I agree with you on that.
Olivia White's got points number 3 and 4. Mack trailed by 17. They've worked it down to 12. Still a long way to go. Brown shoots the three up. There's Olivia White on the backside boards. That's why she's in there. And now here's Haley Winter at the top of the key with the basketball to the right wing. Smith, go down, would you? Your three ball? Yeah! Mackenzie Smith hits the triple.
She is playing more aggression this time, isn't she? I'm telling you what, nice job, Mackenzie.
And a 17-point lead has been trimmed to 9.
Yep.
Still a long ways to go, but a nice move by the Lady Cards. 5:24 remaining in the third. 42-23, Mobley on top. And we're back in a minute right here on KREI.
We're open.
What's open?
Flix Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over 3 generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ludington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ludington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ludington exit, Highway 67. Flix Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ludington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a 1-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ludington.
42-33, Moberly basketball. They missed their shots. Olivia White grabs a hold of the rebound. Mack has it back. Mackenzie Smith just hit a three before the timeout. She's got it on the right wing. Olivia White trying to eat some space inside and call for the basketball. Now there's Winter with it. Top of the key. Now Winter on the left wing. Another three in the air. Oh, yeah! Haley Winter! Drops down the three. Back-to-back threes for Mack. They're on an 11-0 push, and a 17-point game is down to 6. 42-36. Liberty basketball. 4:25 remaining in the third. Right wing jumper that won't go, and Olivia White is all over
there
the backboard.
There we go. I know. That's what we need is Olivia White to get those boards.
Now Smith has it on the right wing. Looks for a drive down to the baseline. Works it to Golden. Golden from 10 feet out, and she knocks that one down. The Mineral Area College Cardinals on a 13-0 run, and it's a 4-point ball game with 4 minutes left in the third. Well, this is just what we needed here. And Mack doing it on both ends. Stops on the defensive end, buckets on the offensive side. Anna Stewart bounces it down underneath now. Olivia White trying to get big. Thwarts the shot attempt of Wallace. Now the rebound sits back out high. Three-pointer by Alexis Henry won't go, but they got another try.
Yep.
And a foul against Mineral Area College.
You know, there's 2 more offensive rebounds for Moberly. That's something they're really doing a good job in this game, attacking those offensive rebounds.
You know what? I would at least prefer a foul over just get.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
But Kevin, what was once a 17-point deficit has been trimmed to 4.
I was going to say, I like the energy that Mack's been bringing here in this third quarter, and doing a nice job creeping back into this ballgame.
Started, I think, with a pretty good rebounding by Alexis Henry. So once again, great defense, and it's Smith serving as part of the spark plug.
Yeah, you know, like I said, Kenzie didn't get a whole lot of action last game, but boy, she's coming out with a lot of energy in this game, isn't she?
Hannah Tallien and Jolie Carswell have subbed in. So Coach Cup trying to keep a fresh lineup out there. Haley Winter has it top of the key, puts it in the left hand, plays it over to Smith on the left wing. Or beg your pardon, that's Dick. Dick now spinning, throw it down underneath, a top pass. That one in and out of the hands of Tallene, 42-38. 4-point lead for Moberly. 3 minutes remaining in the third, and Moberly gets it deep, real deep. Ramiki Wallace turns, fires it in, and she's fouled.
Yeah, she's strong inside. You know, they've been really doing a good job feeding her the ball. She's one of those that's been doing a good job of getting a lot of those offensive rebounds for them as well.
She averages almost 11 rebounds a game, yeah. Ramiki Wallace. She rattles home the free throw as well. So the three-point play by Ramiki Wallace. And 45-38. Boy, 4-point deficit looked a lot better than a 7-point deficit. 2:49 remaining in the third. This is Dick. Right wing, plays it head of the circle to Winter. Haley's got Smith to her left. Instead, she drives and flares to Tallene, right baseline. Tallene back out to Dick. Dick trying to work her way inside. That was a travel,
yeah,
nobody called it, she scored.
Yeah, I think it was a travel, yeah, but we'll take it.
We darn sure will. We're not giving it back.
Right.
And Laura Dick has her first bucket of the game. 45-40. Moberly leads it by five. After trailing by 17 points, Mack was able to cut it down to a 4-point deficit. They trail now by five, and Carswell got caught a little bit out of position. And once again, Wallace works her deep and picks up the foul, so she'll go to the free throw line.
Yeah, Wallace is so strong inside, and again, once again, displays that by kind of pushing Carswell out. And Carswell had no option but to foul her on that play.
Wallace a little bit maybe like Dominique Jennings from Jeffco that we saw last game. Jennings might be even just a little bit. I'd have a good battle.
I'd be
there to watch that game.
Me too.
Ramiki Wallace misses, though, the first free throw. She's got another one upcoming. 2:14 remaining in the third. Wallace misses that one, too. She missed them both. And Smith has the rebound. And Mack has a chance to cut the deficit to as low as it's been since the first half. Smith now works with it on the left wing. Plays it back out to Winter. Haley calls out the play. Moberly in the half court, man-to-man defense now, near turnover. Smith did a nice job getting back out there to grab that one. Carswell's got it at the top of the key, six on the shot clock with 5-4. Dick, top of the key, over to the right wing. Winter got to shoot it, then she does, and it bounces high off the back of the iron. Great positioning there by Tallene, and she was looking for the stick back, and she's fouled on the play.
Yeah, so even though Haley didn't hit that one at the buzzer, still it worked out good. We got a good offensive rebound on Ara in that time and got fouled.
Great work by Tallene, and Hannah's going to the free throw line. Tallene averages 7 points per game. She's got six so far in this one. And she's got a chance to make it a 3-point game, but not anymore. She misses the front end. She's 5-for-8 from the foul line on the season. Hannah back to the stripe. She can make it a 4-point game. 1:41 remaining in the third. Tallene back to the stripe. She's from Melbourne, Australia. And she got that one to go. Hannah's got seven. And it's a 4-point game. 45-41. 1:35 remaining in the third. Moberly basketball. Alexis Henry on the left wing. They spin it over to the right corner. That's to Brown.
And she traveled.
I guess she just took a step.
Yep, she traveled.
Keandra Perry checks in for Laura Dick. A well-earned breather for Laura. She's puffing in and out as she comes off the floor. Carswell out. There's Olivia White back in. Haven't seen Moon in a while. Smith getting those guard minutes along with Winter. Smith brings it across the timeline into a triple team, and the ball nearly stolen away, but she recovers it somehow. And now gives it to Perry with 70 seconds left in the third quarter. Keandra drives the left hand out to Smith, well beyond the arc. She drives to the free throw line, plays to Winter. Winter drives with the left hand into the paint. She's going to retreat now with five on the shot clock. With four, they've done it again. Shot clock down to 2-1. Smith launches a desperation three and missed it long. Well, Mack has beat the shot clock buzzer twice with 3-point shots. But they've gotten deep in that shot clock in their last couple of possessions, and they've not been able to come away with points on those jump shots. And now Olivia White throws that shot out of bounds. I think that's her first block of the night, 25th of the year. 45-41 and 46 seconds left in the third. Moberly by 4 points. The Greyhounds running the inbound play. Off of the inbound pass, Carnethia Brown steps right in along that right baseline and swishes the jumper from 10 feet. She's got 11, and the lead is 6 for Moberly. 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Here's Keandra Perry, driving right of the lane, keeps the dribble alive, bounces to Winter. Winter lobs underneath for White. Wide open shot from 3 feet out, and Olivia White connects. She's got a half a dozen, and it's a four-point game again. 17 seconds left in the third. Carnethia Brown looks for the play from Chad Killinger. Right wing pass to Perry. Out of the circle, Laguna Wallace. Now to the left wing. Ball in the hands of Alexis Henry. Alexis looking to the top of the key for Perry, and she's guarded by Perry. 2 seconds remaining in the third quarter. A three-pointer launched at the buzzer by Brown. That will not go, and will go to the fourth, with Moberly leading by just 4. 47-43. We're back in a minute. On the other side of this one-minute pause on KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes a throat roll!
Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and
look out! Here comes a throat roll!
Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Well, Kevin, in that third period, Moberly was able to build a 17-point advantage by hitting a three. But then over the next 3 minutes and 50 seconds, Mack went on a 13-0 run to make it a four-point ball game. And now we've got a good one headed to the fourth.
Well, you know, they've kind of been up and down all year, and we've seen that in this game, too. You know, they got down, but you know what? They didn't quit. They stayed with it and got some renewed energy and came in. Some players off the bench came in and ignited us, and got us right back in this game.
You know, it seemed like it started with three offensive rebounds by the Greyhounds, and Gary Cook went right to his run and said, Olivia White, yep, get in there and get some rebounds. And
right.
That, it kind of started at that point. So now here comes Shelby Moon back in the ballgame to start this fourth quarter of play. You've got Moon and Winter. White is on the floor along with Kia Perry. And there's Allie Golden, the five on the floor for Mack. Kia Perry drives it in with the left hand. She throws it up off of that runner. Misses the shot, but she is going to go to the free throw line. The whistle goes against Carnethia Brown. It's only our second personal. We have seen at times this year, no one can stay in front of Kia Perry. When she wants to get to the bucket, you just have to grab her along the way. She sinks the first free throw.
Yeah, I agree. She's got the ability to be really one of our best players. I don't think we've seen her full of potential this year.
So this is as close, Kevin, as Mack has been since the first half. And Kia Perry can make it a two-point game and missed it. But it's a one-possession ball game now. A near steal by Shelby Moon, but floated over her hand to Alexis Henry. Now a skip it up to the right wing to Perry. Back to Alexis Henry on the left wing. Looks down to the left corner to Brown. Brown entering it. They'll swing it out high now. And Brianna Perry has it. Drives and throws it to Henry for three. She rattled it home. Alexis Henry has two threes in this ball game. What an answer by the Greyhounds. 9:19 remaining in the fourth, and 50-44 is the score. Mack basketball, a lob intended for Olivia White. Defender tapped it away. Olivia went and got it. Head of the circle, this is Moon now. Moon bounces to Kia Perry, drives. Oh, that's an incredibly hard shot from the right baseline. A covered up, on the move, floating 17-footer, and she airballed it. So top of the key, it's Brown, and Brown distributes to the right wing, another three-pointer that will not go, but another offensive rebound by Moberly. They'll send it out to Brown, who steps inside of the arc, missed it, and this one's tapped out off of Mack. Mackenzie Smith was part of that big 13-0 run. She's coming back in, and Kia Perry will set.
Yeah, we're kind of getting in that zone where we're starting to give them more multiple shots, and that's what really kind of got us down in this game. So got to do a much better job of blocking out and getting those rebounds.
8:36 on this fourth quarter clock, 50-44. A six-point advantage for Moberly. The officials discussing a few things, and that will allow us to say thank you to Kohl's Tractor and Equipment of Farmington for sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College basketball. And Mac, the college itself, sponsoring it as well. We appreciate that. Farmers Mutual Insurance of St. Genevieve and Lambert's Cafe of Sykeston. I think it's maybe a shot clock question.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
We're talking about. So 30 seconds on the shot clock, 8:36 remaining in regulation. Moberly with the lead and the basketball, 50-44, and a nifty move by George. A little pump fake to freeze the shot blocker. And she drives by for the basket. She's got a half a dozen. And the lead back to 8 now. So Mac had it down to 3 points, and it's been stretched back to 8 points by Moberly. Smith on the left wing, bounces to White. Back out to Smith outside of the arc. Top of the key, this is Moon. No look pass to Golden. Golden at the free throw line. Pushes to Smith. Three-pointer in the air. Rattled it in and out. Anisha George pulls down the rebound and hands it off to Carnithia Brown. Carnithia Brown down to the right corner. And that's to Brianna Perry. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Moberly Greyhounds 16-4, but they've lost three of their last four games. The Mineral Area College Cardinals 9-9 on the season. Mac basketball after a missed three. There's Smith, high dribble, but kept the hand on top.
Yep.
And now here's Haley Winter, a bullet to Golden. Golden turns and has the ball stolen away. Now Brown's on the run. It's Brown against Moon, goes in from the right side, missed the layup, but she was nudged off of her stride by Shelby, so she'll go to the free throw line. On this fourth quarter clock. And 52-44. Mac had it down to a three-point game at 47-44 with 9:30 left. But Moberly starting to stretch it back out again. Carnithia Brown, though, misses the free throw. That was her first free throw attempt of the ball game. She's a 68% free throw shooter on the year.
She's got 21.
7:28 remaining in the fourth. 52-44 the score. It's an eight-point advantage for Moberly, and now make it 9 as Brown sinks the free throw. She's got 12.
Tell you what, the crowd chair is filling in here. This place is just about full.
It is pretty packed.
It's fun to have these games when you get a full house like this.
It's a blast. Haley Winter has it at the top of the key. Mac with a lot of work to do. They trail by 9. They were down just 3 a few minutes ago. Now here's Smith back to Winter. Moon looks like she wants to shoot the ball. She gets it, and her trigger finger was itching, but she passed it. Then she tries to go behind the back and has it stolen by London Henry. Henry fires it up ahead. That's to Stewart, and the trailer that time misses the layup. That was Flowers. Boy, Moberly looked like they ran that thing just right. Now a length of the floor pass to Olivia White. She misses the layup. Moon goes for the rebound, has it poked away, tries to save it in, does so, but to Stewart. And Stewart now pushes it the other way to Brianna Perry. Perry hands it over to Nia Flowers. They get it down to the left corner. It's Perry again going to work with 6.5 remaining. 53-44. Moberly leading Mineral Area. Left wing to Brianna Perry. A lob down underneath to the left baseline. Brianna Perry has it. Here's a drive by Stewart. Middle of the lane jumper. Got it to go. Anna Stewart has 12. That's her first bucket in the second half, and the margin has been pushed back out to 11 points. 55-44. 6:10. Remaining in regulation. Shelby Moon to Winter. Winter plays underneath Golden. Golden turnaround jumper.
Oh,
she bench pressed that one in, didn't she? Allie Golden has 9. These two teams split last year. And Moberly looking to take the first one here this year as Anisha George pounds one in. She's got 8 points and 57-46. An 11-point lead for Moberly, and a turnover now as Shelby Moon hits the floor. Laura Dick and Hannah Tallien checking in. 57-46. 11-point advantage for Moberly. Here comes, they call her Nani Hunter. T. T-I-N-O-N is her first name. Tanon, they call her Nani. Cardinals in that back line defense right here to the left wing. This is Brianna Perry. And a lob to the right elbow. That's to Wallace. Down to the right corner. Tania Flowers looks for the drive. Pivots, keeps the pivot foot stuck down. And plays to Stewart, who was driving along the baseline. Now the ball's on the deck and tied up. And it'll stay with Moberly. 5:17 remaining in the fourth, 57-46. These Cardinals had one good, really good run in them. It was a 13-0 push after trailing by 17. But Moberly with the response. They lead it now by 11, 57-46. 5:17 remaining in our regulation here. Hunter tosses it in. Dribble weave handoff to Stewart. Stewart slashes and pushes it over to left wing Perry. Back to Stewart. Covered up three. Missed it at the end of the shot clock. And it never hit the rim. And they're going to say, Matt, go ahead and take it out of bounds along the baseline.
Yeah, so now, you know, being down 11 points here, they're going to start making these possessions count.
Really no margin for error anymore, is there?
No. 5 minutes to go.
In the backcourt, Laura Dick lobs it to Golden. Golden to Haley Winter, top of the key. Haley looks for a drive, but then flares back outside. Dick lobs it underneath. This is for Golden. Golden, since she powered it in again, not quite. She's going to the free throw line. The whistle going on to Nani Hunter. Her second. So Allie Golden at the free throw line. 1 of 4 today. 11 of 45.
You know, too bad we can't stand somebody in front of her with her hands up in the air because she can make it. She can make it
then. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. And she, I wonder if it's one of, you know, one of those Steve Garvey things, one of those Rick Ankiel things. You know,
yeah,
just you've got to think it's something like that. She swishes this one, and Allie Golden is in double figures with 10. So 57-47. Moberly by 10 points, 4:45 remaining in the fourth quarter. Top of the key, it's Flowers with it. Flowers waves it to the right wing to Stewart. Flowers gets it back in the right corner, lobs it in. That's for Hunter. Hunter spins it over to the left wing, Perry. Perry back to the top of the key for Stewart. Stewart drives, works to Perry. Perry, three ball, missed it badly. Backside rebound. There's Golden. Might be. She probably isn't quite to a double-double, but she's pulled down quite a few rebounds.
Yeah. She played well.
Yes, she has. A bullet pass to Golden. Middle of the lane. Jumper. Missed it. Oh, the five-footer just off the back of the iron. Flowers grabs a hold of the rebound. Flowers pushes it up ahead of Stewart. And Golden taps this one out of bounds. 4:06 remaining in the fourth. And a timeout by Gary Cuck of the Mineral Area College Cardinals. 57-47. Moberly leads. We're back in a minute on KREI.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Moberly leads Mac 57-47, 4 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. And as we come back from the break, a foul on the inbound, Haley Winter with her second personal, just the second team foul, whistled on Mac. Moberly going to put it in play again. They'll get it to Brianna Perry on the right wing, and then quickly hustling over to the right corner, Nia Flowers has the pass. They get it to the top of the key. Hunter work it down underneath to Wallace, quickly double teamed, and back out to Hunter at the top of the key. Perry nearly turned it over. Good catch there over the right wing. Perry's got it back at the head of the circle. The left wing, Stewart. Stewart always looking for the drive. Goes to Perry. Perry, right wing jumper from three. Missed it. And good job by Mack of boxing out as the ball goes out of bounds. And it'll be back to the Cardinals. But 3.5 minutes remaining. It's going to have to be a furious rally here at the end.
Got a problem with the game clock on that basket, on the basket on the left end there. There shows 38 on the shot clock, which is kind of weird because the other side says 30, and then 88 minutes and 88 seconds left on the game clock.
It's a long game, wouldn't it?
So we've got some clock issues, it looks like.
The main clock in good shape, 57-47, the score, 3:31 remaining in this women's game. Still a few good seats to be had here. The men's game upcoming. Mineral Area College Cardinals ranked 6th in the country. They are 20-0. Moberly Greyhounds are 19-0. They are ranked 4th in the land. Let's thank a few sponsors now that we have a moment. We'd like to thank Patterson Well Drilling for sponsoring our coverage of MAC basketball. Patterson Well Drilling from Cadet. And also New Era Bank of Farmington. They're still working on the clock right there. I think eventually you're going to have to probably just say play ball, but we'll see.
Well, it looks like they're trying to reset them now and see what happens when they reset here. Yep, looks like that worked. The old reset.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. IT, how do I fix this problem?
I don't know.
I'll turn it off and turn it back
on.
Yeah,
reboot it. I don't know. Just try that.
Don't you wish that worked with your car?
Yeah.
Like your
That's right.
Piston gets whatever, yep. Seared. Well, just open your car door and close it, and
yeah.
Then turn your car off and shut it back off.
Everything will fix itself, and it'll be right. Fine, yeah. Well, we're back to action.
We are. MAC basketball with the trail up by 10, 57-47. Out of the circle, this is Winter, the left wing Dick. Underneath, oh, nice idea to Tallene. Couldn't handle it. And then she throws it back in, a bouncer to Winter, who is slashing down the lane. Ball's turned over and headed the other way. Henry left side to Perry, and she just got it to go down the left side layup. 8 points for Brianna Perry. 59-47, and the margin swells back to 12. 3 minutes left in our ballgame. Lob to Golden. Golden trying to work some space in there and does a nice job creating contact with George, because George may have had her clean upstairs. But a good job by Golden, just taking that little jab step to make sure there was contact when she went up.
Well, and she was strong with the ball, too. Sometimes those post players will kind of want to fade back and stuff. She was very strong with the ball, took it up towards the basket, and drew the foul. Just what you need to. And it stops the clock, gives you a chance to hit some free throws. However, yeah.
She misses the first. And Allie now is 2 of 7 from the foul line tonight.
Yeah, we got shot clock issues again. The game clock on the...
That's frustrating.
On the Moberly side is back to all eights and 38 on the shot clock.
Well, let's take a look forward, Kevin. The Moberly Greyhounds men average 91 points per game. Their opposition averages 52. They're blistering people by 40 points per game.
Yeah.
So now they did have a close one against St. Louis Community College. It was a three-pointer just last week.
Right. Well, hopefully we'll get this clock situation fixed, because that would be I don't know what they would do if they don't get that fixed. I don't know if they have a backup clock they can stick over there or what they would do in that situation.
I don't know.
Or if you just turn them both off and both teams would have to just go with, you have to have a shot clock. I guess they would have to do it from the bench or something.
Yeah. I think they're trying the old reset again. That worked for one possession last time.
Yeah, they'll try the reset. They also have different backup score clocks and backup shot clock buttons there that they're bringing in now.
Mike Overman bringing in some more equipment, the athletic director here. 2:55 remaining in our fourth quarter, 59-47. You can listen to the finals of the Black River League tournament tonight on our affiliate J98. And it'll be South Iron and Ellington in that boys' championship game coming up here in just a little bit later on tonight. The clocks once again are repaired, and we will see for how long.
Yeah, we'll try this out again.
So at the free throw line, it's Ellie Golden. She missed the front end of the two-shot foul. Allie's got 10 points tonight. She's got the back end of the two-shot foul upcoming now. Ready, steadies, and missed it. Hard off the right side. So 59 47. And Mack with the full court press right here. There's a tie-up as Mineral Area College manages to pounce on the loose ball. Good hustle by McKenzie Smith. And the alternate possession gives it to Mineral Area College. Far sideline. Dick plays it in the left corner. And a quick three by Haley Winter. Cash it in, Haley. She's got 14. The margin is still 9. 2:35. Remaining in our fourth quarter. 59-50. Moberly leading Mack. Dribble weave handoff, Brianna Perry. Passes it over to the left wing to Alexis Henry. Back to Perry, top of the key. To the right wing, they go to Brown. Brown sends it underneath. Little nudge in the backside by Allie Golden that time. And for Allie, that is foul number 4. Not a shooting foul. And so Moberly will have it back. The shot clock does reset, however. And a lob out to Alexis Henry on the right wing. Plays it down to the right corner to Perry. Perry entering it underneath. Wallace goes to work there, and she's fouled. She'll have two shots upcoming. This whistle going on, Lorna Dick, just her second. 2 minutes and 14 seconds remaining in our regulation. 59-50, and now make it 60-50. Moberly leads.
Well, I tell you, you know, we make a few more of those free throws down the stretch. You know, instead of a 10-point, 10, 11-point game right now, we're talking maybe a 5- or 6-point game or less.
Yep. Wallace misses the second free throw. And
oh.
They say that Mack tapped it out. So 60-50. It's a 10-point advantage for Moberly. 2 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in regulation. Moberly basketball. Moberly 16-4. They were in the top 25 a couple of weeks ago, but they've lost 3 of their last 4 games and trying to get righted here at Park Hills. The foul on Laura Dick after the inbound, and Ramiki Wallace going back to the free throw line. And now 2 minutes and 11 seconds remaining in regulation as Wallace misses another one. 2 for 6 from the foul line for Ramikia. She's a pretty decent free throw shooter, though, on the year, 61%. There's the second one. And she missed that one. It spun around and popped back out. She's got a couple of fingers on her right hand taped up, though. I wonder. Probably makes it harder to shoot. Right wing pass to Dick. 2 minutes remaining. At the free throw line, Tallene over to left wing Smith. Bounces to Golden. Golden tries to throw it back high. She's double teamed. Nowhere to go. And fouled.
And got to hand it to Allie Golden, too. She was really double teamed. Sandwiched in there. Had no place to go with it. She was really strong with the ball and kind of fought through that double team and was able to draw the foul.
Something she has been consistently strong tonight with the ball.
Yeah, yeah, she has.
A little bunch formation along that left elbow. They all scatter. The lob is high to Golden. She freezes now. Now plays it down to the right corner to Smith. 1:45 remaining in our contest. Golden has it at the free throw line. Looks high low to Tallene. And now here's Smith. Plays to Dick for 3. Oh, rimmed it in and out. Mack's going to have to get those shots off a little quicker, I think.
Yep.
Got to get some possessions in here, down by 10. And now I thought it was a charge. They're going to call a block. Whistled against Laura Dick. That's her 4th personal, but she got freight drained.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she was pretty upset by not getting the foul call her way. And kind of slammed her hands down on the floor a little bit. But, you know, I tell you what, in this game, it's going to come down, I think, to offensive rebounds and free throws. And I think that's the 2 things. We're worried about the turnovers. We're worried about the turnovers. Turnovers haven't been really that bad in this game. I think what's going to hurt us, again, is the rebounding and what hitting some of those free throws down the stretch.
I think you're right. London Henry misses the front end of the 2-shot foul. And she missed the back end, too. Ball was loose, and Tallene comes away with it. Mack coming down the floor. This is Winter to the top of the key. Smith for 3. Missed it short. Long rebound. Great job by Smith to track it down. Now Winter plays it right side. Dick launches the 3. Misses that one. Backside rebound. Tallene. Head of the circle. Now to the right wing. Mack launching those 3s now. No, nothing is falling down for them, though. And now Dick going to try it again. Misses that one. Long rebound. This taken down by Moberly. And a travel that's not called in the midcourt. George has it, and a timeout by Chad Killinger with under a minute to go. 56 seconds left. Moberly 60, Mack 50. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Just 56 seconds left in our women's game. Moberly at Mineral Area College tonight, 60-50. The Moberly women leading the MAC Cardinals. Moberly's got the basketball as well. They put five people in an inbound formation with nobody to throw it in. And finally, Anna Stewart said, oh, yeah, somebody's got to throw this thing in.
Yeah, after the ref set the ball down, said, okay, yeah. I'm setting the ball down here. Somebody, you got 5 seconds.
She went and grabbed it. 46 ticks remaining now. And there's Carnethia Brown dribbling it on the right side. And they try to wrap up Nia Flowers, no call. And now with 5 seconds left, you might as well play it out. And the ball deflected out of bounds by Allie Golden with 4 seconds remaining on the shot clock.
Well, one thing I got to say about these MAC Cardinals, you know, I thought they fought hard tonight. They played well. You know, some games we've seen, Three Rivers game, it didn't seem like they were fighting that hard and stuff. And you kind of left going, boy, I don't know. But this game here, they're really working hard.
I agree. Oh, with three on the shot clock, MAC fouls. But you know what? It wasn't just a foul to foul. At least it was a foul. Mackenzie Smith going for the steal, you know, trying to take it the other way.
Yeah.
Just got beat to the basketball by Carnethia Brown. Second one on Smith. Carnethia Brown averages 8 points per game. And as she sinks that free throw, she's got 13 tonight. She leads her team in scoring. Nobody really balanced. They have their top four players average between 10.2 and 8 points per game as Brown sinks that one. She's got 14, and now 62-50 is the score. And we've come to the half-minute mark of our contest. Tallene works to Haley Winter. Winter sets and fires the three and swishes it. Haley Winter's had a nice offensive showing tonight with 17. The lead, though, is 9 points from Moberly. 62-53, just 24 seconds left. I will tell you more after this one-minute pause on KREI.
We're open.
What's open?
Flick's Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open, too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flick's Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a 1 acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
Haley Winter sinks the three, and now we're back from the timeout. Moberly still on top by nine here, 62-53. And these Cardinals doing that full court pressure against Moberly. Full court man, it looks like here. Moberly runs the baseline. They put the ball in play to Brown. Brown is quickly double teamed. The ball's tapped out of bounds, and it's back to Mack. Well, we only have to do that three more times.
I was going
to
say, you know,
time.
It's never over till it's over, but that would be quite a feat.
It would be. Be something else. Smith gets it right back to Haley Winter. Wanted to launch the three. Couldn't do it. She was covered up. Smith will do it. Missed it. And diving in and crashing in for the rebound, Dick. I know she's frustrated with the call right there, but and she was hustling, but she crashed in on the rebound. That's probably a good call there.
Yeah.
Florida Dick fouls out, having scored 2 points tonight. And 62-53. Now that shot clock is messed up once again, Kevin. Now it won't matter now, but between games, they've got to get that thing working.
Yeah,
right.
that's gonna be a problem. And I don't know if they have, like I said, I don't know if they have a backup clock or what they would do in that situation.
Anna Stewart stepping to the free throw line. Was she sensational in the first half with 10? Now she's got 13 as she hits that one. She averages just 5 a game. Comes off the bench. Here's her second. Nice scream from the crowd, but not enough.
No.
Stewart hits it. And 64-53. Now 10 seconds remaining in our ball game. Over to the left wing. This is Winter from 26 feet. And misses that one. Now grabs her own rebound on the right wing. 2 seconds left. Might as well launch here. And she's just going to dribble it out. So 64-53. Liberty Greyhounds impressive down here. They lost 3 of 4 coming in, but they get that straightened out tonight and improve to 17-4 on the season. For the Mineral Area College Cardinals, they drop below 500 at 9-10. We've got your post-game show on the other side of this timeout right here on AM 800 KREI.
You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalllianceins.com.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Let's run through the scoring in this one as the Moberly Greyhounds win it in ladies action 64-53 over Mineral Area College. It's Anna Stewart off the bench scoring 14 points in the victory for Moberly. Brianna Perry scores 8. 6 points for Alexis Henry. London Henry scores 7. 14 for Carnithia Brown. 3 points for Angelica Wiggins. Anisha George scores 8. 4 for Ramikia Wallace. And that's the scoring for Moberly. Mineral Area is led by Haley Winters, 17 points. Allie Golden has 10. 7 for Hannah Tallene. Keandra Perry has 4. 3 for Dominica Sharaka. Mackenzie Smith with 5. Laura Dick has 2. And Olivia White with 6. What stands out to you on the stat sheet, Kevin?
Well, again, we talked about the offensive rebounds, and they had 14 offensive rebounds out of a total of 41, and then we had 8 offensive rebounds for a total of 33. So they did Moberly did a nice job really attacking that offensive rebounds. Free throws, we talked about that down the stretch. Mack ends up shooting 33% from the free throw line, 5 for 15, and Moberly goes 11 for 21 at 52%.
All right, so Todd Cuck joining us on our post-game show now, and a pretty good ball game tonight, but Mack falls 64-53. And Coach, I guess initial impressions on the ball game and what you saw tonight.
Their ability to get to the offensive rebounds were hurting us. I don't have an answer for it. We couldn't get one of our post player to just spin and box out. They just wanted to turn and grab the ball. You know, when we were making our run, we were getting one shot and done. And Olivia White was getting some rebounds in that. And then they hunkered down and attacked us.
It was a 13-0 run. In fact, we noticed that Coach Gary Cock saw them get some offensive rebounds. He pointed right to Olivia and said, get in there and get some rebounds. it started to happen, and that was that 13-0 run. You pulled within four,
right?
But then Moberly did respond.
So. Yeah, they responded and started pounding the glass hard again, and you know, we had a stretch in both halves that kind of a little bit of a scoring drought, and you know, three, four, five turnovers in a row, and you don't even get a shot attempt, and it really just bogged us down. So, you know, Moberly played good defense and rebound well tonight, and that's their credit.
Struggled at the free throw line, 5 for 15. You know, I don't know what the, you know, sometimes that's a mystery, but that was a factor where some points were left out there, I guess.
I just guess that some things are in their head or something. I don't know. We practice free throws multiple times every practice. We do it in pressurized environments, and then we actually have a free throw chart that they have to do a different free throw activity all 5 days of the work week, and then they have to chart it. So it's something that we constantly harp on, you know, it just didn't happen tonight.
Yeah. St. Louis coming up Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what do you know about that, the Archers?
They're athletic, and they mix it up between man and zone. You know, they've got some kids that could shoot it. They're a pretty good team, so right. We'll have to be ready to go.
We'll see you then. Thanks for coming by, Coach.
Thanks.
Todd Cuck joining us on our post-game show, and we will start your pre-game show for our men's game right after this.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us.